Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists, and
we're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Hello, can you hear me?
We're back. It's February. Dry Jan's over, but we are drinking a non-alcoholic wine.
We're just going to try and carry on as much as we can, right? Really, until you get married.
Yeah, until the hen do. But also, this is very apt because the wine is called Wednesday's Domain.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's our poem.
Oh my God.
It's a very cool bottle. I like it a lot. Crisp, clean, and perfectly balanced. Our piquant has a hint of minerality and citrus notes and is oh so refreshing. It's Wednesday, only Wednesday, but you want to reach for a glass, should you, shouldn't you?
Oh my God,
cons, cue this perfect midweek tipple, sup, sup away with all the pleasure. None of the regret, just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for Thursday. Clink.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Very, very apt for us. Okay, it's a white wine, by the way. I like it.
It's really nice. It's very sweet. Very sweet, but
I
delicious.
I think it's quite floral.
Floral?
No, it's actually really nice. It does taste quite wine. It tastes like wine.
It tastes like a very sweet wine, and there's no like horrible aftertaste. Some of the none of
it doesn't taste kombuchery.
Yeah, have a weird kombuchery aftertaste, like a cidery vinegar situation going on.
There's none of that. Yeah, rate that. That's very cool, and I like the bottle a lot. So we have some topical stuff as always.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck at the Grammys. Okay, what did you
know? We've just seen these pictures. They're so funny. He literally looks so
miserable.
So miserable. And like, this is Ben Affleck's. We're holding all the memes are really quite funny that they put on. I read one. It was like, Ben Affleck is every husband dragged to a work thing by his wife.
Ben Affleck looks like he'd rather be at Dunkin' Donuts. Ben Affleck checking the clock on the wall.
No, it's so funny. Oh my God.
He looks like he's 10 minutes. He just looks
miserable.
No, it's
this first picture. He looks like he's crying.
Yeah, he doesn't them all.
What the hell?
But he's also sober as well, right?
Not that I don't know. He's so miserable.
He must be having a shit time.
He's very bored watching everyone having a load of fun. No, we're in the gym.
What did you think of everyone's outfits? I thought...
Didn't really see them, if I'm being honest. But there's this one picture that we've got here, which is... Oh, because Lizzo won the Grammy over Beyonce and Adele, which is quite a big deal.
It's not Lizzo. It's Lizzo. Guys, Melissa didn't even know who Lizzo is. I know.
I know the songs.
Mic drop. Lizzo's a big dog.
She's I know the songs. I
not
just,
big dog. Big
I can't
dog.
Listen. You don't go to you know whatever that place was where we always get our CDs from, and you don't buy an album cover anymore. So you don't buy a CD and
what,
see
what
their
was
face.
That place called H&M. Or
yeah,
something.
No, HMV.
HMV.
Yeah, legendary days. But you don't. Do you know what I mean? We don't go in there, buy the album cover, see what they look like.
Maybe day. This is true.
It's all on Spotify now, and I don't. It's not their face. I can't see.
But
anything.
Like Lizzo's quite well known. Like she's a bit of an icon. Someone's
I'm so sorry. I live under a rock. I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to really celebrity things. I don't know.
Well,
what would she be? She's
down.
Not an actress.
You lot about Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. Give myself some more credit. I know some stuff.
Yeah, a lot about the Illuminati.
Oh yeah, that's because I was fascinated by it. When I was younger, I used to read so much about it because I was like, "What is this? I don't understand it."
Oh, I didn't even hear about it till I was at uni.
I used to also be fascinated with Ouija boards.
Shut up. Ouija boards.
No, Ouija boards.
A Ouija board.
Yeah,
I've done one once.
Shut up. Wait, what happened? Tell me everything.
Well, one of my friend's mums is like can see, speak, and see.
Yeah, what's that called? That's
clairvoyant. Cool.
I thought it was something else. Anyway, yeah, carry on.
And we all got drunk and she's like said some incredible stuff to me before, like that no one would know. And to my pet, she's like a healer and okay. She like healed my grandma and stuff and all these different things. And when she does it, like she sees spirits, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, she's seen like loads of amazing things. She came and visited me at uni. I'm obviously not going to say who she is. And we went back to my ex-boyfriend's house. Oh, and we all like did it. And it was really odd. But I was quite drunk, so I don't quite remember it. But she was like, only good spirits can come in.
Okay, fine. So you were in a safe environment doing it, basically.
Yeah. I would never do one because I think you can get like...
You can get like a poltergeist that like follows you around. Like a ghost that stays with
one
you.
One of a girl that I knew, her little cousin used to... Her hair used to just be pulled up like this when she was at her house. She always said... She called this guy Johnny. She was like, Johnny's writing in the window. And then her little hair would go like this. And my friend Sophie was like... Oh my God, I've got goosebumps. Why is your hair hanging up? She was like, Johnny's playing with it.
I've got goosebumps all over my body.
Yeah, and she was like, Johnny, get out of the cupboard. How fucked up. I was like, no.
My eyes have just filled up with tears. Can you see that? That's really...
And then oh once she went, Johnny's writing on the window in jam, and red jam, and I was like, it's blood. No one else could see it. She's like, what's he writing? Why am I getting so dramatic?
Oh my God. Wait, I've got a weird ghost story. It's very short though.
Go on.
It's this boy I was dating once. He said that him and his brother, when they were like six or something, their parents bought this new house. They moved into this new house and there was this huge like attic, which was like a playroom. And they would always like go up there and play like in the day and whatever. And they would come down and be like, Mom, why are we living with this other family? Like, why is there other boys upstairs?
No, I can't.
And they would say it all the time. And they'd be like, oh, I was just playing with the other boys upstairs. So fucking weird. They're like, why are we living with them? It's hot. Yeah. And they moved. After like 2 years of being there, because they were like, "That's spooky spooks."
That very very is old house, terrifying.
I know. And both the kids were like, "Yeah, we've been playing with the boys upstairs. Like, why are we living with them?" Like,
no, I really don't like that.
I know, but I don't think they were. This is my point. Like, it wasn't scary to them. They were just playing with the ghost.
Yeah, because kids can see them,
and they didn't really think anything of it.
Oh my God! If my child turns around to me and goes, Bob says hi, I will literally be like, you have to sit outside for a minute. I can't be around you.
No, we cleanse the area and then we probably need to move.
No, we move immediately. I can't be dealing with that. I really feel like I'm going to get chased by a ghost.
No, you won't. You won't.
My house is really new. Socials.
There's no way you're going to get a ghost. It's fine.
I'm never moving into an old house. That's me done now. Jamie once said that he went to look around a house and he walked
the house
in.
That you looked at was an old Victorian house.
My mum said there was bad vibes in that house. That's why she
really
she was like bad aura. And Jamie once went to look at a house and he saw people hanging.
Excuse me.
He said he walked in, it was like a flash in his eyes, and there were people hanging. It's that house on the corner of Fulham, you know where that I you'll know exactly where it is, just off the New King's Road. You know, there's that restaurant on the corner, that Lebanese thing.
Yes.
A flat
yes,
above there.
Yes.
And they went in. It was the cheapest house ever for like this price. They walked in and like Georgie, who he was living with, was like, epic, let's move in. And he saw this flash of two people hanging on the beam, which there wasn't a beam. And then it went. And he was like, we can't ever live there. I was like, right, that's it. You see ghosts. Oh my God. Wait. I was like, you sure you just ran really hungover? Like,
is it that massive, massive flat? On the corner?
Yeah.
My friend Alice used to live there. Seriously? Just about to go on towards Worthbridge Road?
Yeah.
Oh just my there. Fucking God.
Sketchy.
Okay, she's moved out now, so that's okay. Oh my God, that's so spooky.
You
got to
ask if she found it. Some people feel it.
Oh my God, that's so terrifying.
Oh, I'm getting really itchy. All right, go on. Okay. Right, we've got Welly's follow-up. Can you please tell me about this?
Okay, so when you were away and Toby stood in for you, we had this dilemma. Well, this girl, like Brian, basically saying that she's been dating this guy and she's like really fond of him, and he's now like asked her to like wear wellies when he next sees her.
What do you mean?
And he's gonna bring jeans? An umbrella. It's a weird like sex fetish,
but on with jeans or like naked.
I think like naked, just wearing like the welly boots and like
a raincoat. I think that's quite sexy, like Kate Moss at Glastonbury.
No.
I quite like a look when I'm in like denim shorts and welly boots.
Yeah, all right. But this is, imagine Jamie on your second date going, can you wear some second. Muddy, and it was muddy wellies. Can you wear some muddy wellies? And I'm going to bring an umbrella. It's a weird like weather fetish. It's a thing. Anyway, so someone else has written in.
Sorry, he has no shame.
No, no, you have no idea. My ex loved me wearing wellies. They had to be clean, bro. He would polish them. Quite easy just to shag with wellies on. I am dead. I can't believe this isn't just me. I'm crying. I legit made a video about it not long ago and I got lots of questions. And the answer is it was more PVC he liked. As in like latex. Okay. But the umbrella is not explained. So and this is obviously this is a separate girl. I don't know if they were muddy, but anyway, they were wellies and an umbrella.
The muddy mates.
So this must be a thing, guys.
Melissa, I said this on Indiegogo. I have found hidden messages on my DM. Like, you know when you accept DMs?
Yeah.
You know there's like new 3 DMs now at the top of your like updated Instagram?
Yeah.
It's very confusing. I found this thing called hidden messages. So I click on it. Thousands. They're all men being like, can I pay you to be my sugar baby?
Wait.
Thousands. What? They're like, your middle toe is the sexiest thing I've ever seen. They're like, you must be so sexually experienced. And they zoom into my toe and heels in my previous photos and send it to me.
What the fuck is hidden?
Deleted messages or something. And basically what's happened is Instagram's been like inappropriate and it hides them from you, but you can still read them.
I don't even know if I have that. Like,
oh, I must show you. I'll show you at lunch and we can come back to you guys because they're phenomenal. They're all from like really fat old men with photos like this.
So spooky.
That's a DM. I know.
I still get some of those in the normal anyway that haven't been hidden by Instagram. And I'm like, I honestly also think it must be a joke. I'm like, no, it's really not. You must be joking.
I've looked at some of them. They like literally have dogs and like some of them.
And they're quite normal.
No. Looking. They look like perverts because they obviously are.
Yeah.
Wanting me to send them a photo of their toe. One of them was like, I'll pay you your monthly salary. No sex, no news. Just to see your toe. I was like,
all right,
sounds
then.
Like a deal.
I'd 100% do it. No judgment past that. They're going to pay me my monthly salary for sending a picture of my toe. It could be anyone's toe for fucking crying out loud. You could take a picture off Google and send it to him and he'd still pay you for it, probably. Tiny people are making a fortune off the toe stuff.
I know. I also have that second longer toe, which is like apparently means like you're a sex demon.
Apparently it means you're really clever. I don't think it means you're a sex demon. My mum has that. Don't tell me that.
No, it means that you're really sexual.
Shut the fuck up, Sophie.
Yeah, your mum's obviously...
You're honestly not sexual at all.
Your mum's obviously pretended it means she's clever.
Someone told me it means it's an intelligence thing. It was like on Instagram. It was like, what toe are you? And it was like the short one or the longer one. It means you're like...
Oh, I have two longer ones. So it goes big toe, two, and then two small. I sound like I literally have deformed feet. Let's be
They honest. Look normal. I've seen your feet. They look normal. You wouldn't look twice. Okay, right. So this is a follow-up dilemma. So for a bit of context, this is what happened when you were away and they followed up because it's like, we were like, please tell me what happened.
Oh, you told me about this, right?
Yeah, so just to tell you guys, just a quick outline. It's basically the girl that wrote in with the boyfriend that she'd been with for like just under a year, was just coming up to a year, and he suddenly got this new job and like was spending a lot of time at work and blah, 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 but has stopped having sex with her and won't really kiss her that much.
Oh.
And he keeps talking about these two new girls that he's met at work. So she's like, you know, what's going on? Right, like, I love him, blah, blah, blah. So do you want to follow up?
I'll do it. Okay. I wanted to update you all on my situation from my previous dilemma. My boyfriend and I are back to our usual selves.
Oh, thank God.
It was just like what Toby had said. Great advice, by the way. Well done, Tobes.
I go, just break up with
it. What did Toby say?
Toby goes, I think you're jumping the gun. That's not how we should do this. Maybe you should have a conversation. So, okay, yeah.
He just hadn't been feeling up for it and he'd been stressed at work. I let him know how I was feeling and he's been making such an effort to tell me he loves me, how I look and is attracted to me.
Fine, okay, good.
He's kissing me more and overall we're feeling pretty good right now. I've also been making more of an effort with self-care, going to the gym, skincare, alone time for myself rather than just trying to look good
for him. Yeah.
As I'd taken a bit of a hit to my self-esteem. However, I recently had an opportunity to snoop on his computer and I had no self-control, so I went for it. His emails were logged on in, so I began looking through them. I'd recently been away for a vacation and I felt he was frosty before I went and after I came back. He didn't seem like he'd miss me at all. I looked at the dates I was away and on the Saturday night he got an Uber to a house address I don't recognise at 10
p.m. Oh my God!
And there was no receipt for an Uber bringing him home! Things are going really well right now. We're back on track and normal. I'm happier than ever, but
shit.
I do have an awful gut feeling. I can't even ask him. I can't tell him how I know. Any advice on on if there's a reasonable explanation or if this is pretty suspicious. Also wondering if there's anything I can do since I have the address to figure out who lives there. Thank you for your help, Tiny Whiny. Drive to the address.
Oh my God, right. So I got protective and I was like, you need to break up with him, because she was like, I'm questioning the way I look. Like, I don't feel like I've put on a bit of weight. Like, maybe I don't make enough. And I was like, I don't like this. He's making you feel like that. Get out now. I was like, I didn't have a good feeling about the whole situation.
Your feeling seems right.
Oh my God, your feeling was right. Well, this not necessarily. We need to do some investigation work.
My
now.
Theory so is let's talk he about could have what put a package in there. Like, I sometimes like borrow very my true. Sister's top and then I have to put it in an Uber to Wandsworth.
Very true. That does happen.
You know what I mean?
Try and work out what you guys were talking about when you were away on that date and that night. Like, were you texting? Do you know what I mean? I'd go through
see
that.
See what he was doing. If he was see like, what he chilling was, at home.
Yeah. So I would go back to like the messages that you guys had and try and think if it makes sense that he was maybe there. So there's no Uber receipt to get home. How did he get home? Maybe he got the tube or the bus.
He stayed there, that's the whole point.
I know, but in the morning. Surely there'd be a receipt of him going home in the morning then. But maybe he got the tube or the bus because it's late at night. You don't really get public transport, I guess, that late, do you? So I'm just get an Uber. He would have stayed and then got an...
Right. I personally, I like how far's a house. I would literally go...
yeah.
I'm picturing it in my mind, it literally being on the 100%. Next road. 100%. I'm also... I'd have to stroll there.
I'm also going to tell you something that you can do that's just very, very sneaky, which I saw like a hack. This is like years ago and I don't know if it's still something. I know you can do it because Toby has his WhatsApp on his laptop. So do you, I think, so does our producer has the WhatsApp on the laptop.
Yeah, loads of people do.
So, okay, apparently all you have to do is like do something with your phone. So you could do that with his phone on your laptop, then go through the messages.
What?
So like get the WhatsApp thing, whatever it is, and like to get it on someone's laptop, I think you don't need to have like their number or their phone. All you can do is like you get their phone for a second, scan it in, and then it's just on the laptop. So you could have Jamie's live WhatsApps on your laptop at all times. And I get where you're coming from because you're like, I don't want to accuse him without knowing for sure because it looks bad. So we've already done the bad thing. We've already gone through his laptop. We might as well go through his phone.
Yeah, why not?
I love how we just keep saying this to people.
I know, but sorry, girls got to know. We like, just girls got to do. Sleeping with the enemy.
Oh no! And also, I would drive to the house, wait outside, and see who lives there. Because if it's one of the girls from work, or you know, I don't know. So that is what I would do. I would do those two things.
Okay, for Google how house. To do the WhatsApp hack because we probably said it wrong.
Yeah,
do that.
How to get WhatsApp on your computer? There's probably a YouTube tutorial on it.
I
just gonna
go
easy.
To the loo for a second. Just whoop with the
WhatsApp. Put it on. Yeah.
You've already snooped. Look, you've gone that far.
Exactly. We've gone that far. So we might as well go the extra mile and just get all the information before we make an informed decision. Do you know what
and
I mean?
And look, if you find nothing, never do it again and be very.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just take it to the grave.
But like, if you've got a gut feeling, I don't know. I think that you are.
10 p.m.
It's fucking weird. And surely he'd be like, I don't know. Like when I'm away from Toby, like he'll FaceTime me when he like gets into bed. So I like, know he's like, I don't know. Like we speak before we go to sleep.
FaceTime the whole time.
Yeah.
Also, you obviously had a gut feeling to even go through his emails because you don't just go through a boy's emails willy-nilly. Like you knew
something was off the energy when he was going away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very sorry to hear that though because we love you, Tiny Whiny, and you deserve the fucking best.
Go on, Tiny Whiny, show him what.
Yeah.
Show us what
and
you got.
Please follow up with us on this because I am so invested in this.
I'm like hooked and ready to go.
I'm really ready to listen to that. I know it sounds weird, but like I wanted like it to happen to me so I can like do it. But I obviously don't. But like I just
I know the dramas.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my god, I
like,
need
you're a proper investigator. I'd be like this.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Jamie, swap my phone to his. If it's close by, you'd have a stroll for sure.
Yeah.
And then look at the mail. If no one's there, check them out.
Oh yeah, just see what the hat. Oh my god, yeah, just see what names on the. Oh no, but your mail gets put through the thing. I was like, you can just see what's on the front of the letter, but it gets put through the letterbox.
Yeah, but sometimes there's like bits and bobs outside, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting.
We just got to do some digging. Just some general investigation work. Yeah. Oh my god, get a disguise.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, right, dilemma tea. Hey girls, love the pod. So my dilemma is, me and my best friend have been inseparable since school and we are in a very small group of friends and we rely on each other a lot. We both have had relationships and inevitably have spent less time with one another, as you do when you get into a new relationship. She recently split from her boyfriend and I'm finding it hard to split my time between her and my boyfriend. Every time I tell her I'm seeing him at the weekend, she gets upset. I try to make time for her and see her most weekends, but I feel myself cancelling plans with my boyfriend to keep her happy, which obviously upsets him too. I am torn between wanting to be a good friend and not being the girl who ditches my friend for the boyfriend, but I feel I'm spending less time with him due to not wanting to let her down. My question is, how do I keep them both happy without upsetting the other person? Please keep it on.
I would try to see her like breakfast time. Like I would do like Saturday breakfast and then you've got the rest of the day with him. And just book it in every week.
And also, you know? Like, there's nothing wrong with doing things as a three. Like, I do stuff with Sophie and Jamie all the time. Yeah. Like, especially when I was single. Like, I used to join you guys all the time for, like, dinner. There's nothing wrong with that.
But I would definitely do breakfast. I think breakfast is such a nice thing.
Yeah, like a nice brunch.
Do
a workout class. Go for a lovely brunch. See him in the afternoon.
Go for a walk with her. Have a coffee. Go for a walk.
There's so much time in the day.
Breakfast is, like, one of the, like, most times I really chat to someone.
Same.
I love a breakfast.
And I also feel like my brain is slightly more clear because I've sorted out the problems in my head overnight so I can have, like, more of a frank, clear conversation and a debrief.
There's no stress. Like, that's the first thing. And a breakfast is just so yummy.
And it's just so light and lovely.
Yeah, gorgeous. Have a breakfast date.
Yeah, just, I know what you mean by it's hard, but I think you're almost stressing yourself out too much with it. Just make sure that you see her a lot and you see
have
your boyfriend in the evenings.
And you have your breakfast with her.
Yeah, or your lunch with her and a workout class, lovely. Hit brunch with him. This is what you do. You can do breakfast with him the morning after you've seen him, sweet. See your girlfriend in the afternoon for like a late lunch, a little walk, coffee, whatever. Dinner with him or whatever. This, you know, there's three meals a day. We also don't have, I love how we're so surrounded by food.
But it has to be done.
Yeah.
No, but you've got Pilates, you could do that. You could go to the cinema with her, but you're probably going to want to do that with your boyfriend.
No, you can do
all three of you. Like, that's so legit.
I would say I see you maybe twice a week, maybe three times a week, which is quite a lot, I guess.
We used to see each other more.
We see each other every day.
I know. What's happened? I think it's because it's
so
cold.
We used to go to the gym as well together. No, I don't go to that gym.
And also it's so cold now. We're like not out and about as much. Like, where in summer we're like just out the whole house the whole time.
The whole time.
Whereas like, we're like quite home bunnies now when it's so freezing
I know,
cold.
It's just too cold.
Do my job and then I'm like...
I know, same. And also you've got a dog now. So you're drawn to your home more. You can't go out as much because she's a pup.
Yeah,
now she's getting bigger though. We can take her everywhere, can't we?
Okay, dilemma three. Hi, Sophie and Melissa. I've been seeing my girlfriend, let's call her Grace, for around 9 months now, but we made it official on New Year's Eve.
Lovely.
My mates and I booked our lads' holiday to Ayanapa a few months ago, and Grace was happy for me to go as I knew she would be. However, just last week, Grace and her friends have not only decided that they are also going to Ayanapa, but they've decided to put the exact same dates as me and my friends. Oh, Grace.
Grace, that's an error, mate.
Grace, not cool.
Oh, no.
I explained to her that she was crossing a line and this holiday was time for me to go away with my friends. She says that it shouldn't be an issue unless I was planning to be doing things I wouldn't want her to see. I obviously will not cheat on her and that is not what I'm going on holiday to do. I am not the only one of my group with a girlfriend either, so it's not as if I will be peer pressured into doing anything. She also says these were the only dates her friends could do, which I find unbelievable. Lol, she's just going in for kill. My friends are equally annoyed as me as they feel that I will inevitably want to see her when I'm drunk and it will take time away from them.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
also, my friends' girlfriends are annoyed as they can't understand why they aren't allowed to come. Oh, Grace. I am annoyed by this, but Grace doesn't seem to understand and it's too late for either of us to change plan now. Do I have a right to be annoyed and could this even be a sackable offense?
Oh!
I love spicy. It. I mean,
right, let's be honest. If you sack her off, you're going to see her in INF anyway. So I don't think we need to jump to that conclusion.
That could there. Give someone the ick, though. I'm not going to lie. That would give me the ick. I'd be like,
stop being so beggy for me.
I'd be like, stop talking.
Leave me alone.
Grace, that probably wasn't the most chill thing to do, if I'm totally honest.
Okay, right, so what do we do? Okay, right, listen. There's nothing you can do. She's going to INF. But also, like, isn't INF like a big place? Like, you're
not really. There's like a strip. It's like a real, like,
Is it like Magaluf vibes?
Yes. Oh, it's like a strip. They're going to be in all the same clubs.
Fuck. Okay, tiny. Well, listen, she's going to be there. Not it's the end
quite,
of the world.
Quite silly, Grace.
It's your girlfriend. I get that it's really shit. Don't break up with her. Be like, look, it's fine that you're there, but I'm not going to see you. Like, if we do see you in a bar, like, I'm not going to.
You will.
Really...
You're drunk. They're going to want to have sex together.
Oh.
Like, you're not going to be next door to your boyfriend when you're drunk. Be like, nigh across the street.
This has really upset me for you.
I'm bummed out for your mates as well. Like, if Toby someone joined our girl trip, I'd be like,
fuming.
I'm fuming with you.
No. I don't know what we can do about this. I don't think it's necessarily a sackable offense. It depends how much you like her. The fact that you've gone is a sackable offense kind of tells you that you don't really like her that much because it's in your
if
considerations.
If she's giving you the ick.
You know what? Fine if it was the only dates they could do, but then why do they have to choose INAPA?
Go somewhere else.
Choose another location. Yeah, we've got the whole world.
You got the whole world in your hands.
I thought it was at my fingertips. But yeah, so like, I don't know. I would assess how much you actually like her, and if it would really bump and upset you to break up with her, then
you might end up breaking up with INAPA because you might get drunk and just be like, oh, can you
You're
fuck
so annoying.
Off?
Yeah.
She'll be definitely at every... We're so, like, not on the girl's side, but... Sorry, I get, like, she's obviously not a dick, but, like, it's just so stupid.
Like, it also kind of tells me that there's no level of respect.
I also think they're going to INAPA, they're probably about 18, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm guessing.
I think so, because that's kind of, like, where you go after A-levels.
Go to have, like, a crazy
and
place, yeah.
I think that, you know, she's probably just really into you and bless her. She might, in her mind, just be like, oh, it'll be so fun, we'll all be a group together, which I can so see why she would, but just no. It's like me being like,
I would
Jamie,
have to be like,
look,
no, we can't do it.
It's like me insisting me do a stag. Like, I try to, and Jamie was like, I want a stag. Well, mostly his mates want a stag, and you want a hen. It's like me just going, no, I'm going to come on your stag and bring all my girls with you. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
You just can't.
No.
Just rein it back in, Grace.
Yeah.
Let the league go a little bit.
I think maybe have a word with her. Be like, look, it's obviously booked now, but like, I kind of think you should change it because it's like, you've really upset me. And like, this makes me...
More so be like, you've really put me in a difficult position with my friends because they're bumped yeah. up with me. And I understand why they are. Because like, we are going to see each other at night. You are going to be in the same clubs as me. And it's not like I'm going to be doing anything wrong, but I am meant to be just having time with the boys.
Yeah, it would bum me out. That would really piss me off.
It would really annoy me. Oh,
Grace. I mean, yeah.
I think you've got to be honest.
I really appreciate you writing in as a boy and giving us that dilemma because I love the change up.
I love it.
And you know what? This is so different to the girls' dilemmas that we get.
I love it.
The girls' dilemmas writing, you know, about there's a problem with the boyfriend in the relationship and they haven't, I don't know, it's just so different. I love it how it's like, she's booked the same lad's holiday as me. Should I sack her off?
The girls would literally be like, my boyfriend's, I booked the same holiday as him and he's upset with me. It's like just so.
Yeah. It's like completely others. I love it. It's quite good getting both angles.
I love it. Right, that time of the week, girl.
Not So Single Diaries.
Why do I keep slapping my leg?
You always do that to yourself. Not So Single Diaries is, I'm spending Valentine's Day because he's away for it with my girlfriend and we're going for a nice dinner. There's only a few of us that are single.
Yeah, I know. And the You're other ones, not a few of us.
I meant out of our like little like girl group. Like all my other friends are like literally married off. And then in my little like girl group from school, most of us have boyfriends and then it just worked out well that...
It's sad that, you know, because most of my friends are in a relationship too. And now Jamie's doing the radio. I'm a bit lonely at the weekend.
Oh.
I know. Melissa bailed on me doing Pilates. We're going to do it this Saturday.
That's because I had a lunch, which I forgot about. And I thought it was a dinner. Yes, this Saturday. No, I can't. I'm going to Toby's house. But I think we need to do...
See how she just like...
Oh my God, no. I'm like that girl in the dilemma. Yeah. I am so sorry.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll find someone else to go with. Bridal by Zilla trying on the dress this week with you.
Oh my God, yes! I'm so excited for that. Fuck.
I know.
So I haven't seen it yet either. So
I
this
haven't
is my
either.
First time seeing. No, but you know roughly what it was. You.
I know the shape. That is it.
And they're like the fabric.
And
I don't know anything.
A swatch of the fabric this big is all I've seen.
So is this going to be like the mock, the first mock up, the first fitting?
First, yeah.
Before
it was just a template. Like it was a rough. Fine. It was like carpet that I put on.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It was just to pin me in.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
myself.
Yeah. I've seen that being done actually on that in the Fro Plus. And oh my God, I'm so excited.
Same, so we've got that this week.
We've got that. And then actually, I think next week we've got one of your little hen lunches, which I've been enjoying.
Is that next week?
Wait, hold on. Is it? Am I getting myself carried away? I don't think
God, I'm not sure I'm ready for Melissa.
It's next week.
It's not next week. Next Friday.
Next Saturday.
Oh, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
She's strapping your seatbelts. I'm really excited. Oh, I keep saying that, but I am. It's just like, there's just so many nice things to look forward to now, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. Right, guys, I'm going to rate this delicious wine. It's alcohol-free, but the bottle's gorgeous. It tastes very lovely. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
I'm going to give it a 7. Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.